This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back. Just another quick reminder about that ability to honor first responders. I had a chance last night to go out to the banquet for Guns N' Hoses. Great event. Hundreds of people showed up down at Andres West in Fenton, and it was very nice. Very nice to see everybody. Colonel O'Toole and the others who run backstoppers now, of course, and the folks with the Guns N' Hoses, they did a fantastic job. And you can honor first responders all year round here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Just go to 971talk.com. You can enter the name of your favorite first responder, maybe a police officer, firefighter, EMS, dispatcher, somebody who has done great work for you personally. You know them. We will select a winner each month, and we will deliver a box of food from Grillmaster Tony. I'll take it myself and deliver it to them and their crew just to show our appreciation for what they do every day. Just go to 971talk.com/contests, and you can find that information right there on how to nominate your favorite first responder, and we thank you for that. Another great organization is Folds of Honor, which we also like to help out whenever we can. And you may see a familiar face in the studio with me right now, my son Brad. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Happy Welcome in. Here.
Thank you.
So you are on the junior board for Folds of Honor right now, right?
Yeah.
You're the president of it?
I've been the president for 2 years now.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to have a board a couple years ago, and we got it kicked back up back in the spring of 23. So we're going strong. We've had about three events so far.
So breathing new life into the organization.
Yes. Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, remind people again what Folds of Honor does.
Yeah, so we raise money for educational scholarships for the families of wounded and fallen soldiers and are now contributing to first responders as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And I know that you've got an event coming up that tickets are still available for. And I have tried to play pickleball. I didn't get any injuries doing it, but I just have to say it was a little more of a challenge. I thought it was easier than tennis, but there are lots of different rules. Have you played,
Ken? The rules are weird. I have played. Isn't there something like kitchen? I don't even know. I can't follow that.
You hit it into the kitchen.
That's just weird.
Yeah, there's a certain place you have
it's
to hit
the court.
It, returning it.
Yeah, and the scoring's kind of weird, but it's fun. And I know I'm pretty sure it's the fastest growing sport in the country right now. Because, sorry, Mark, but I mean, anyone can play it.
Places are popping up all over the place, yeah.
Brad, I serve that up for you, Brad, just to take a hit at
your
dad.
Yeah, he will not be playing. So.
I have played it before, and I enjoyed myself. I was sore as hell the next day, and I can understand why all the local knee surgeons are probably making a fortune off of people my age who try to take up pickleball.
The 50 steps you took during the game was enough
it's more than that.
I'm kidding. No, I mean, the thing with that, the difference would be you're not running around the entire length of the court. you know, if you're
playing
singles.
We actually took a lesson one time, I think, Brad, down in Fenton at the same place where this event's being held. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so Sunday, March 9th, down at the Missouri Pickleball Club in Fenton, we'll be having this event. The great facility down there. They have about 18 courts. They hosted us last year. So we'll be back down there again. For you, there's going to be a beginner bracket. So anybody out there who is not super skilled in pickleball can come and play in the beginner bracket. And before we get started, actually, on Sunday, we're going to have a learn to play from one of their pickleball pros for about 30 minutes. So anybody that's trying to learn to play can come down and try to figure that out beforehand.
So you don't need to be intimidated if you've never played pickleball before. You can still go down and... Do you need to sign up in advance, or is it, can you do it the day of?
Yeah, so we're going to have registration at the door. Our preference would be if you could sign up before, and we'll put the link on the Facebook page to register. And then day of, we're also going to have a $30 just free play. So if anybody wants to come down and donate to the organization, be a part of it, we're going to have a silent auction with a bunch of different items sitting out there, as well as food and drinks throughout the day, and a couple side games as well.
Do you get to meet any of the families of the first responders or the... You said soldiers, right?
Yeah, and last year we had one of the families down there last year. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to come this year, but we may not have them. So hopefully they'll be there. Hopefully they can make it. But generally we get to, you know, introduce them. They talk a little bit, tell about how Folds of Honor has helped them.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like a great event. And again, it's the 9th of March, which is next Sunday, week from Sunday, right?
Yep. Registration begins at 4. They'll learn to play there about 4:30. We're going to try to start playing around 5.
All right. Well, good. Well, hopefully people can get signed up. Again, we'll put that information up on the website. Is it on the local Folds of Honor website?
It is, yes. And you can also text Folds Pickle, and I can grab that number. If you text Folds Pickle to 44834, they'll send you the registration link there as well.
Repeat it again.
Folds Pickle to 44834.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. How come you didn't invite me?
I did.
How come I don't remember that?
Getting old.
I'd be proud to come down and try to break my knee playing pickleball.
Like Victoria Babu, our friend, who fills in for Kim from time to time, broke her wrist.
Playing pickleball.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. People get really intense at this. I mean, we took lessons, actually.
I'm surprised by that, though. We're not running that
much.
Mom
and I took lessons.
If you're serious.
Quick movements.
It's a quick, yeah.
I guess
quick.
That's fair. It's quick movements. Well, see, I'm not very good at it, so it's not like the people I'm playing are usually that great either. And so if you were actually really talented, maybe you really would get a great workout from it.
People who are competitive really get into it.
We had one of the top pickleball players in the country come in for an event for my company.
Nice.
And I got to play against her.
And how'd that go?
That was humbling.
Oh, I bet.
I'll bet
that
it was.
Humbling. You know, I was playing against some of my other coworkers, and I was winning. And then she subbed in just to kind of play with them, and we lost. So
we didn't
really score again.
All right, Brad, proud of you, man. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
Folds of Honor is a great
Jackie
organization.
On YouTube asked, I didn't do this. This was Jackie asking this.
Was it lit?
Thank you, Jackie.
Jackie. He really appreciates that.
Love hearing that.
He was hoping he could avoid that this time on the show, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.